Miss Hale, I didn't just come here to thank you. I came because I think it very likely, I know I've never found myself in this position before. It's difficult to find the words. Miss Hale, my feelings for you are very strong.
Please, stop. Please don't go any further.
Excuse me.
Please don't continue in that way. It's not the way of a gentleman.
I'm well aware that in your eyes, at least, I'm not a gentleman. But I think I deserve to know why I am offensive.
It offends me that you should speak to me as if it were your duty to rescue my reputation.
I spoke to you about my feelings because I love you. I have no thought for your reputation.
You think that because you are rich and my father is in reduced circumstances that you can have me for your possession? I suppose I should expect no less from someone in trade.
I don't want to possess you. I wish to marry you because I love you.
You shouldn't, because I do not like you and never have.
One minute we talk of the colour of fruit, the next of love. How does that happen?
My friend, Bessie Higgins, is dying.
And that, of course, is my fault too.
I'm sorry.
For what? That you find my feelings for you offensive? Or that you assume because I'm in trade I'm only capable of thinking in terms of buying and selling? Or that I take pleasure in sending my employees to an early grave?
No, 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 of course not. I'm sorry to be so blunt. I have not learnt how to refuse. How to respond when a man talks to me as you just have.
Well, there are others. This happens to you every day. Of course. You must have to disappoint so many men that offer you their heart.
Please, understand, Mr. Thornton.
I do understand. I understand you completely.